Good morning, lovely to be here.
Thank you for taking the time to be with us. What do the entrants have to do?
All you have to do is make an image, drawing or painting on a postcard size, A6, which you can actually get from the Radio Times or from libraries across the country, and just send it into the BBC. All the details are on the website and in the Radio Times, and we want to have a look at it. We want to see what you can do. Don't worry about what the subject matter is. Don't worry about what medium you use. Try something new, maybe, and we'll have a look at it. And then the last three get through and they win fantastic prizes. We will be showing about 1,000 of these drawings at the Whitworth, so we're really looking forward to being able to display such a magnitude of artworks.
And how is that little building doing after its massive refurbishment?
Doesn't feel like a little building anymore. It's kind of double the size, so it's doing incredibly well, thank you. Yes, we had 18,000 visitors on our first weekend, so people have obviously got an appetite to look at art. And we want to see if people have got an appetite to make art.
How much of an effect do you think this program's going to have? Because, I mean, when you look at things like the baking one, the sewing one, the constant food ones, they have a massive effect.
I think it's going to be phenomenal, actually. I think people will be really inspired. I know I was inspired to make macaroons after the bake-off, and they're a bit of a disaster, but I had a go. And if it makes people have a go, then I think that's a fantastic thing. I think people will really get something from it, maybe a trigger into making art a bit more seriously or a bit more regularly. So, yeah, I think it's going to be a big impact on people. Yeah.
And how about art sales? I don't know whether you know about this. For instance, we wanted something for the front room, or the dining room, I should say. And we just went online and boom.
Yeah.
Tons of it.
Yeah.
Tons of it. We took ages to pick something.
It's revolutionised the way people buy and sell art, I think. I think even amateur artists now can put their works online. They don't need a gallery representative. I mean, the quality is pretty variable, but if you know what you like and you know what you're looking for, I think you can purchase art really simply and really cheaply these days.
So what would you say to somebody who's at home thinking, I could do that?
I'd say give it a go. I'd say don't angst about it. Don't get, you know, worried about it. I think you can make a painting or a drawing look pretty dead if you worry about it too much and you labour over it too much. I'd say pick up a pen. You know, you don't have to send one in. You can send four or five in. You can really expand your chances. And I'd say it's a great opportunity to try something that you wanted to try before.